Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts. We have Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me today.
Good afternoon, you two.
We are broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios at FM News Talk 97.1. Want to welcome to the studio. We have our good friend longtime contributing expert. We have Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions.
Thank you, my brother. Hey, guys. How we doing?
Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions, the rocket scientist of cement.
He is, man.
Guys,
he knows his stuff.
The only guy with an applied missile science degree.
How about that?
Wow.
So you just came back from Vegas. The world of cement.
The world of concrete.
Or the world of concrete.
It was awesome. And you know what? Cement is the reason concrete happens, and most people don't get that. But, yep, it was awesome. I have to tell you, Vegas has a lot of reasons to go there. But when you can wrap your business around it, it was awesome. I got to play with tools. I got to use new jackhammers. I got the it was awesome. Just awesome.
You can really kind of get turned on by concrete,
I'm a
don't
geek.
You?
Who wants to talk about concrete? I'm a geek. I get it.
Well,
I like it. Okay.
There were over 55,000 people that attended this year, so there must be a lot of concrete geeks out there.
I have to tell you, you want to swim with those types of people. There's so many products out there that are good and new. New doesn't always mean good.
Like
carbon fiber, when it first came out, it was abused and just terrible. And there's still folks out there mumbling along with it. But I got to tell you how awesome it is to see something that can make concrete stronger than concrete and be affordable.
Now, carbon fiber, because I'm in the sign business, I do wraps a lot.
Yes,
and people are installing carbon fiber on their cars. I just installed it on my HHR. And it's a very thin material. So this isn't what we're talking about, though.
Good point. It's like saying epoxy.
Right.
What level? How are you applying it? Where is it being used? Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point.
So now carbon fiber in its form for concrete, what does that look like to somebody? What is that going to look like?
And what does it do?
Yeah.
Typically, you're going to see it about 12 inches wide, and it can be used as a brace to where you run it up and down a wall, at like a block basement wall instead of a soldier beam, which is like an I-beam or an H-beam on the wall.
So is it like a membrane of sorts?
Very good. In the sense it is, because what you do is you burnish into the concrete, and then it's epoxy laid in, and it activates in, and it makes the concrete, the tensile strength of concrete, the flexibility is not very good. It's like a paper clip. It bends a couple times, it breaks. Carbon fiber, you put it on there. That wall, now if there's an effect, now the problem is if you don't chase down what caused the problem, it's going to happen right next to it, because that wall, it will not break where the carbon is.
Well, and to be specific here, we're talking about foundation repair.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
This time of year, there's been a lot of rain.
Freezing and thawing of everything.
Well, yeah, freezing and thawing. Mm-hmm. People haven't been outside to do exterior work on their homes because of the weather.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, you get all this hydrostatic pressure from water that maybe isn't draining away from your house. You get a crack in your foundation, water starts to come in, and that's where Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions comes in, is fixing that problem. And you're very up on all these solutions. So carbon fiber, so that is one of the solutions you use, is carbon fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And so go on with describing
it. The reality of carbon fiber is that it will give the concrete 1,000 times stronger than the concrete should be as it stands tall. So as long as you've taken away what broke the wall first, and a lot of times it was when the house was built, they backfilled too quickly, bumped the wall, those cracks, those diagonal cracks were put in it. And folks, I want to tell you, diagonal cracks and horizontal cracks, generally on a poured foundation, is when carbon's going to come into play.
Okay.
It's used instead of a brace or a plate a lot of times. Now,
if
the
like
wall's
a,
in
like
more...
Kevlar for...
Kevlar is a lot like it. It is.
Kevlar,
no, you're dead
for your
on. They used to have strips. In fact, some companies will put staples on the wall. Be very careful who you decide to use. And just because the name might be big, a franchise only can do what the franchisee lets them do. In my business, you know, if I owned a Subway, and I've said this before, and my Jewish friend comes in and I can't make him a rye bread sandwich because I don't have rye bread because they won't let me have it, that's a problem.
Right, but at Waterproof Solutions, because
we can use
you're not
whatever's
a franchise,
out there, we're open-minded, we're smart, we're engineers, we move in that direction. We don't move in the follow the leader direction.
Got it. Very good.
I
definitely like that. Well, you definitely study the details of this. You understand what's going on with the chemicals in the cement. Yeah, you know, what's going on with the chemicals in concrete that these foundations are poured from. So that's going to be the carbon fiber is going to replace what. What other types of applications would be a normal
solution? Well, we just did a commercial project for a building that was built improperly. I don't want to throw that out there, but it's going to be there's papers being written on it. It was the largest carbon fiber job that's been done in this Missouri history. And the building was built CMU block walls, and they weren't built properly. There wasn't steel put in them and other things. So we had to go in, put the steel in, fill them, and then put carbon on all three stories of this building block so that the block would have integrity again. Now, homeowners, I say that just so you understand that if it comes to carbon fiber, I got this licked. But block foundations, we go through these droughts, don't we, where the ground shrinks and everybody talks about, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So what do? You run. Now, if you have a block foundation, here's what you don't do. You don't run and get dirt, sand, rock,
and fill in
the gap. And you're like, well, why wouldn't I? I want that soil up against it. You bet you do. But you know what? We have what's called plastic soil. Do we know what that is? Plastic soil doesn't like water. So when it dries, it shrinks and shrinks and shrinks and shrinks. Then the water comes and it swells. Well,
it
you
fills
just
that
ratchet,
space right back in.
You put all that in next to the wall. Now the ground comes back to its normal position.
And it's like a wedge.
Ratchets that block right in. So the block will. So that's why you'll get like a horizontal break one or two blocks high. It's because horizontally, because it got pushed in up high because of all the dirt that was put in. So
very interesting.
Keep your foundations wet. In Texas, they water the foundations regularly because it's a very current and common problem.
Well, it was interesting when you came to our house recently and helped us with a problem because so Tammy and I are finishing a room in our basement and we pulled up the old carpet and had no idea that underneath the carpet we have, it looked like an earthquake had happened or something with a crack that went all the way through his bedroom.
Yeah.
And this is a crack that had,
worried.
What do you think, like a half inch gap?
At least.
Yeah,
there
at least maybe closer.
Spots.
Yeah, maybe
bigger.
Close to an inch gap in the floor, the entire length of the room.
Whoa.
Right. And it's kind of scary.
Dealt with in U City had a whole. She opened the floor up. They were getting ready to change some plumbing. She had 18 inches of nothing under the floor. We had to take the whole floor out. It's a slab house.
Oh, man.
$22,000 later, she got her floor put back in. Well, the house is still. That was difficult.
Wow.
So. This is a very big deal, this droughts that happened to our area with all these rivers and the soils that we have.
Well,
very
said,
leery.
And
you
said ours was from plastic soil.
Yeah.
So I think we want to make sure we know the distinction, too, between a crack in the floor versus a crack in the wall.
Right.
What is the distinction between them?
Well, your floor is heavy carpet, so you don't have to. Your foundation is made up of your footing if you have one in the walls. And I say if you have one because occasionally you find one without one, and a lot of times there'll be older homes where the bottom of the wall belled out of the block, or they just set it on.
You find one without a footing?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. More than you'd know.
That's
people
scary.
Also ask me, do walls fall? Yes, about one time a month I get a call where the wall falls, and guess what? The house doesn't fall with it, but it's toast at that point. You know, it's bent up. So people don't think these things happen. They do. And if you have a salesman come into your house instead of someone that's trained, bless his heart, but you know the path to hell's paved with good intentions. I don't want somebody that thinks they got a good idea going to tell me how many piers I need or how many of this I need. You know, it's the show me state. Show me exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe people should do their due diligence and don't trust a big name. Although one day my name may be Gigantica. Be very careful with anyone that gets too big because they get silly when they get too big. I mean, I'm multi-million, but some of these guys are gigantic, and they market to you too hard.
Well, and that's definitely the beauty of Waterproof Solutions is you guys are still small enough that you're going out and personally inspecting.
Mm-hmm. Anything residential, myself or Scott Koenig, who is a very quality builder, and now he works for me. He had a hard time in 08 when things crunched. He got caught with a couple houses that he couldn't get, so they called the note. And he got finished. So the reality of having him come on board is I can know everything that they had in their head in the beginning. So you have a skilled person, and homeowners don't have a voice.
Right. So now it's a combination of somebody who knows from the ground up, the foundation, and then a
22 years of doing this, I better have learned something by now.
Right. And then a builder working with you, too, that knows exactly how the house is built. What they were doing before they poured that foundation, probably.
Right. So when I come up to somebody's house, they're always, you're coming? It's you? Scott's here? Yeah. My commercial division does very well, but they have engineers, purchasing agents. They got people looking out for those companies. Who does a homeowner have?
One of the things I appreciated about you coming out to our house is, so we have this big gap in the floor, and the question is, what do we do about it? Okay, is this a major concern? And you went around and inspected the outside, and there are things we need to do to get the water away from our house better. Mm-hmm. There is a tree that we need to get removed.
That's right.
Where some roots may push on it. But in the end, your advice was to do nothing, okay?
Right.
Which to do nothing as far as major structural stuff, that it's not necessary yet, but there was a little bit of movement from the crown molding in our basement. So now we took your advice. We went around, and all the crown molding that was starting to separate – We caulked it all in again. So now we can use that as a point of reference to see,
yeah, right,
is it continuing to move?
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, then we know there's a continued problem. Then we filled in the gap in the floor. We're going to take care of the exterior issues with the drainage. But it didn't really cost us any major money.
Do you
money.
Know how many guys would have come into your home and set the laser up and did the little show with you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, look at this. Ooh, man, your house is off.
Right.
And whatever inches.
Or, really,
you know, if your house were off that much, there's a whole lot of things that can prove that. And by the time I come in behind one of these jokesters, all of a sudden the people are feeling a little bit taken, like they were tricked. And it happens. But the reality of it is not – homes are not built square. They're not perfect to start with.
Right.
Well, if you have a foundation need, we definitely recommend reach out to Stephen Burton with Waterproof Solutions. And Stephen's going to make sure that he gives you an honest recommendation. And that recommendation may be to do nothing,
yeah,
like he did with us. Which
I've done
is,
that with a lot of people.
Which
we're better to have a movie than a snapshot, right?
Right.
This way we're able to monitor, talk about it. And one day you got to sell that house. You want to make sure that you don't hurt somebody.
Right. And he'll give you tips on the preventative care, too. So, Stephen, best way for them to reach you is what?
My cell phone, 636-236-9933 or at waterproof-solutions.com. We will make sure that you get exactly what you're looking for. And just because something's broken doesn't always mean it needs to be fixed. And that sounds kind of crazy, but when you meet with me, you'll understand what I'm talking about. The world's not perfect. You don't always rebuild a house to its perfection. Some things do have nominal movement, and your house has a little. When you have very vaulted ceilings and multiple levels and open staircases, there could be issues with trusses that are moving a little bit. There
right.
could be issues with some of the framing that wasn't quite right. So now all of a sudden, let's say somebody comes into your house, they see that big break, they walk outside. Uh-oh, we've got to peer the whole side of your house, and now you're into it for what? So careful. And when peering needs to be done, generally waterproofing needs to be done. So you'll get to look at the footing. The floor can be opened up, and you can see exactly where your footing's broke. So instead of saying, well, you need this many, well, we're going to show you.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, Stephen, definitely appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
If you want to reach out to Stephen, we're going to make sure all your information is on our website at DougHaldeman.com or visit your website directly, Stephen, at waterproof-solutions.com and reach out to Stephen today and make sure you can get an estimate on your house or have him help troubleshoot that.
I just want to say one thing. I've been reached – so many people listen. I got to tell you, folks that are working are really on to this show. I get calls from policemen, hospital, airport people.
To listen to Doug Haldeman's show.
Yeah, it's done so. And what am I? I'm just a fleeting guest that comes in every once in a while. But I have to tell you, wow, this station, your show has.
Amen.
I get realtors calling. Mm-hmm. It's pretty exciting for just a little lunch bucket guy like me from St. Ann to have made it big. But to have this kind of a following, it's a great responsibility, and I embrace it with all my heart.
Well, we appreciate all the wisdom and knowledge that you share with our listeners. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.